The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him?" The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord says, "And I tell you, whoever asks will receive, whoever seeks will find. And I tell you." Our Lord does not use that expression often, but when he does, this is what St. Cyril says: "Those words I say to you have the force of an oath." So this is God himself making an oath to humanity. And he says God cannot lie. St. Augustine says, "Jesus would not so encourage us to ask were he not willing to give. And he is more willing to give than we are to receive." You all remember the apparition of our Blessed Mother Mary to St. Catherine Laboureille in France in the 1800s, when she appears with the globe at her feet and her hands are filled with rings. And every ring is studded with numerous gems, and from these gems are radiating light upon the world. But St. Catherine, looking at this vision, notices that not all of the gems are emanating forth light. And so she asks Our Lady, "Why aren't those shining?" And Our Lady says, "Because those are the graces that people were unwilling to ask." Now then, why isn't every prayer immediately asked when we make it? St. Basil the Great says, "If a prayer is not answered, there are 3 reasons why. One, the request might have been made improperly, that it wasn't made with great faith, or it was simply made lightly in passing. 2, we ask something that is actually not for our good. Or 3, we left off asking. We did not persist in prayer." And since that is our Lord's focus today, I want to close with this. When something is not answered immediately, and you hear this often, "You know, Father, I asked and it didn't come." More often than not, it is because God wants to make a transformation in the soul who is asking before the prayer is answered. It is essential for that person to persist in prayer because there are virtues that need to be obtained. Every virtue is first given through prayer. When a person persists in prayer, what virtue is not obtained? First and foremost, you think of patience, right? If a person's coming every single day, they're becoming more and more patient, right? Initially, we made that request, like, why didn't he answer? And you come again and again and again. And a person oftentimes goes from being like the scribe or the Pharisee, thinking their prayer ought to be answered, to being like the publican in the back of his church on his knees, who doesn't dare to raise his eyes. "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Or we come into the presence of love and you can't help but be transformed in love. Jesus does not respond right away because he wants you to come to him again and again and again so that you become more and more like him. Or humility, or gentleness, or faith, or hope. Oftentimes when a person decides they're going to pray, they set a limited amount of time to pray so that they can get back to work. Right, Lord, I'm going to give you 15 minutes and then I'm going to go do the rest of my day. Our Lord wants to bring us to the point where we set a maximum amount of time on our work so that we can return to prayer. That prayer has the primacy in our lives. We ask for the grace to persist in prayer.